da 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 da.
You sound insane. You realize that?
Yeah.
The whole world gone crazy. Seriously?
It's showtime.
That's fun.
It's a tradition unlike any other here.
Hello,
at
Mad About
Movies HQ.
Good week to do it.
It is a good week to do it.
This tied it all week.
Quite well.
Tied it all together.
Nance is resting comfortably in Butler Cabin right now, getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
First time he's had a roof over his head in months.
Months. Yeah. They actually had to kick him out of Houston after.
Yeah. They're like, Jim, the pimento cheese sandwiches are $1.50. They're not free. And he's just got a whole pillowcase
like,
full of them.
Are you gonna charge me for the ones that are already in my pocket? Or like, no, just got to get you going, man. Got to get you out of here.
Brian, before we start,
of course not.
I have some ashes that I need to spread before we draft.
Okay.
I promised a loved one that I would spread the ashes on the field before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So got to knock that out. Give me 2.5 minutes to do that before we get started with the actual drafting.
That is a real thing that happens in a movie. I just really is the gift that keeps on giving draft day.
We should redo a revisit episode on that one. Could be fun.
A live episode? I feel like we should. That may be. That's,
I don't
that's
think I've watched
finalist.
It since the episode we did on it. I don't think I've.
I haven't either. We'll obviously, but it's still emblazoned on my brain. Like I feel like I remember that movie better than I remember John Wick 4 or something that we saw last week. You know,
It might surprise you guys. It probably won't. But working in professional football. Come across a lot of people that love that movie. So.
That's what blows my mind. Like, I said that when we did the review at the time. Like, if my wife loved Draft Day, I'd be like, that's fine. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a crap about,
it's
about sports or whatever. But it's the people who know better who are like, yeah,
yeah,
love it. I freaking love it. You're like, you love a movie where the
that
GM
shows
of a team spends Draft Day spreading his father's ashes on the you're into that. You dig. Okay. All right. Sure.
That just shows people love to be heard and personalized too.
That's
this
true.
Like, that's it's just true. Like, oh, but this is, but it's something I'm interested in. Like it could not be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is how propaganda happens. Right. They're just like, oh, but I work in the NFL.
Right.
Like, yeah. But
right.
It's really an attack on everything.
Yeah.
The integrity of your entire life. They're like, but it's about the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I could have been Kevin Costner, you know, just like, I mean, besides the, looks
it's the same thing. Like when you send emails to people, like, you know, business emails, your open rate goes up like 700% if you just say like Richard before it. It's just like, that's just, we're so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're a dumb society. There's been a lot that's proven that lately, but you know what hasn't proven that is the movie Draft. Or has it? This
can't you got
I don't know how long
Shades
we've been
ready
this.
Yet.
Yeah. Have you done your episode yet, Kent? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Totally fulfilled the requirement, and it was an experience. Just say that.
I'm excited. Are you?
Yes. I don't ever listen to the show, but I'm going to listen to that one. I can't.
Did you have to do one of those shots in your leg, like an EpiPen, to kind of come back down?
No. I'm still right in the eye, so to speak.
As it were,
in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good deal.
Good. Good for you.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Or the low, depending on your preference.
This will be a fun episode. It'll be a relatively short episode as well. This is sort of a bonus.
We're all fried mentally, by the way, for work stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just letting it out there.
It's
all
it's
three of
be
us
great.
Are done.
Yeah. It may not be a good episode, but it should be fun. It should be fun. Yeah. We are, a few years ago, we came up with a game. I came up with a game. I'll take the blame, not the credit. I'll take the blame for it. Where we, I believe the first time we did this, maybe the second time too, it was the summer movie draft. This started. Yeah. So this is it's going back to its roots this year. We did the summer movie draft. Where Kent, Richard, and I each went through the movie. We went through the movie calendar. We drafted a team, as it were, of movies. And through the summer season, we accumulated points for each of those movies based on how well they did at the box office and with critics and things like that. It morphed over the years. We started including the entire movie calendar or a bigger chunk of the movie calendar Last year we added things like award points. So if your movie got nominated for an Oscar, you got points for that, things of that nature. What I discovered last year was that even in a semi post COVID world, I think that the pandemic taught studios that they can just move movies around on the schedule, like kind of however and whenever they want to. And so it was a sort of an exercise in futility when it came to filling out our rosters. It felt like every time we did our picks and then 2 weeks later, movies got bumped off the schedule. Oh, okay, we'll make some replacement picks. And then those movies got bumped off the schedule and things like that. So we're going back to the roots this time. This is summer movies only. So it's anything that opens in April through August. We'll start the draft here in just a second. I'll give you the rules in case this is your first time with our movie draft episodes. We will each draft 10 movies. We will do this in a very basic fantasy sports fashion. We'll do the old-fashioned snake draft through this thing. We get 10 movies each, and the point system is thus. It is the box office totals, worldwide total, not just domestic, but worldwide total for a movie, times its Rotten Tomatoes score, times its Letterboxd percentage. And then you also get you get 25 bonus points anytime one of your movies is the number one movie at the box office on a given week. So
worldwide box office, if it made $100 million, mm-hmm. is that 100 million points, Brian? How does that work?
Simplify down. Great question, Kent. Simplify down. So $100 million movie would be 100 times, let's say it got 90%.
Points.
Yeah, it'd be 100 points times, let's say it was 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it would be 100 times 0.9. That takes you to 90 points. And then let's say this was the example I gave you guys earlier. Last year, we added the Letterboxd score to this thing, and what happened was, I think that worked out pretty well, but it also blew up the score so much that, for the example of this podcast, like Richard drafted Top Gun Maverick, that pretty much ended the whole thing for the majority of the year, because when you multiply that crazy box office by a very, very high Rotten Tomatoes score, and then multiply it by like 4.2 or whatever the Letterboxd score was, it took you out to a lead that was pretty insurmountable. So this year, instead of, let's say, this movie that we're just making up that made $100 million and has a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, let's say it gets a 4 on Letterboxd. Instead of multiplying 90 by 4 and having, you know, a huge number, we're going to do that as a percentage of 5. So a 4 on Letterboxd would be worth 0.8. So your 90 times 80%, that would take you to a 72 point movie on a movie that made $100 million, had a 90% Rotten Tomatoes and a 4 on Letterboxd. So that's how we formulate this thing. If that didn't make any sense to you, it doesn't matter. It's all good. The point is, we're trying to draft movies that are going to do well on at the box office. And if we can get movies that are going to do well at the box office and do well with critics, and even get this little bonus with users, that's what the Letterboxd thing's for, then those are the movies that are going to do well in this draft and accumulate points for us. And then at the end of it all, at the end of the summer, whoever has the most points between the three of us wins, and the winner gets to pick a movie that the loser has to review by themselves. So that's what Richard was alluding to. Richard won going away last year. He rode the wave of Top Gun Maverick and Avatar to another championship. And as his reward, he picked, which movie did you pick for Kent to have to record?
I one of the 50 Shades, but not the first one. I wanted him to come in contextually I wanted him confused, aroused, and angry.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Just
well, everyday. I was two of those, but I won't tell you which two.
Perfect.
It's a really good pick. 1 year, Kent, you ended up doing Grown Ups 2. Richard, I can't remember what
I've
movies.
Done a few, but I don't know which ones were movie draft or not. But I did.
What's the Chris Kattan movie?
Yeah, I did Corky Romano.
Yeah. And
forgot about that.
And I did. Oh, I've done two, I think, really. Oh, I did. What was the Jamie
Son of the Mask?
Son of the Mask.
Oh, yeah, Son of the Mask. Yeah.
But I think that might have been because I like something dared else. Some. Yeah.
I, you know. Alice Through the Looking Glass was one of those, but I can't remember if it was a movie draft or something.
That
like
was that was something else, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
Too. I think that was because he said it would make more than another movie and it didn't.
Yeah.
So he said he had to review it by himself as a punishment.
The real point of all this is to just not be the loser.
Richard Through the Looking Glass is my favorite. That's my favorite episode maybe in history.
That's good.
That needs to be its own pod series, Richard Through the Looking Glass.
No one wants that.
I do.
We do want that. We need a small amount of money anyway, yes. So the point here is not to be last. Because you don't want to have
Brian has avoided being last. He has not done a solo episode.
I think I won one year, but every other time I've stayed in second place. So it's been
good for you, man.
Just avoided attention. That's
what I want. The life
I'm trying to do. Yeah, it's good.
So, all right, let's kick this off. We're going Kent first, you second, me third, and then Snake, right?
And then we'll snake it. Yep. So
all right, Kent.
You finished last season. And your only been, this is true. This is like the way sports work, you did poorly last year, so now you get the first pick.
Yeah, socialism for billionaires.
So now all the pressure's on again. All right.
Now the pressure's
here
on.
Here we go. Again. Yeah. This is tough. Well, I'll go with a movie that, I mean, we know it's tried and true these days, fellas. It's sequels, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Some would say that this star is past their prime. I would say that they're just getting started. Give me Book Club, The Next Chapter. Old's gonna old, guys.
Yeah, great choice.
No, I'm saving that for a little later in the draft. This is seriously really, really tough. I narrowed down, I think, probably.
We should try to do a reverse movie draft one year where we try to get the least amount of points. But you can only choose from like a list of.
Let's do that next week. Next week.
You can't do like, you know, indie, like, you know what I mean? We have to agree on the 50 movies, but you have to do the worst.
Yeah.
Golf rules.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, this one's tough. It is hard to know exactly how back we are. Last year was great. But things happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was an outlier, if we're going to have a big year this year. I would think so. So I'm going to go with a tried and true method of sticking with the mouse. So give me Indiana Jones 4, Dial of Destiny.
Cool. Keep calling it the fifth one. I don't understand. There's only been...
I've seen that typo as well.
Really weird.
Yeah. Out there.
This is really the fourth indie.
I'll get it. Okay. All right. Good pick. A little tiny bit of inside baseball. If you're a VIP, you're given the opportunity to participate in the VIP movie draft, which was just mostly wrapped up at this point. They had to draft before we did this year, and we are fortunate to be able to see the Rotten Tomatoes score today for Super Mario Brothers that most of our VIPs did not have when they did their draft. I really debated whether Mario Brothers was going to be number one on my big board or, you know, somewhere a little bit lower. Rotten Tomatoes score kind of helped me make that decision. So at the second pick here, I'm going to go with the movie that I know isn't going to make it past Richard's next two picks.
Oh, okay.
There's no chance, given his draft pedigree and what he looks for in a prospect. So I'm going to go Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, you are. You're dead to me.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
All right. Well,
two picks back to back.
The only choice I have here is Chevalier.
Obviously.
I've been watching the trailers for that, which are ample, by the way. And you're
a lot
just like,
of trailers for Chevalier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah really. Who's this for? Who's going to go see this?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it into the way back to the decade, the 2010s, when this would have been a no brainer. I'm going to go back to back Fast X and Guardians 3.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. I think that's a good play.
Well, we'll see. There's some Marvel fatigue going, you know, and perhaps some Fast fatigue going. But
I saw they released the soundtrack today or yesterday I don't want to know the soundtrack before I see the movie. I was like, no, it's a spoiler to me.
Yeah.
With Guardians, you know, maybe another movie, yeah. the soundtrack wouldn't be yeah. a spoiler, but.
That's true. Yeah. It's kind of a big part of the whole thing. Yeah. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Man.
We're at the place now where like Super Mario Brothers would have been gone. I think certainly top four. Pretty much every one of the VIP drafts, it was a first round pick. So it would have been. It would have been gone first within those first four picks, but like I said, now we have Rotten Tomato scores and they didn't. I'm gonna go a little safer. I'm gonna go with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse here.
All right,
Kent, it's back.
That was one I had like 2 years ago, and it got bumped.
I know. So. I know. Movie Draft has been through some hard times with. with the pandemic.
That was a very high on my list. I think I took it like second on my that draft too. Yeah, so that's probably right around the right spot for it.
It was tough here. Times.
Hey, we're going to do a quick word from our sponsors. Kent, you have two picks. You can pick two times now. One's for this round, one's for the next. It's a snake draft. And we're back.
Still very confused. I'm going to need a chart in front of me to visualize it. I can't mentally visualize it. I need to build a movie draft app for me to use next time, and I'll be fully in on it. So two picks for me here.
Two picks.
Yeah, that is tough because Mario Brothers, I think, is going to make a bunch, but it is tough with how the score and the critics' reception, the audience reception is gonna affect the overall score. So that's the game we're playing mm-hmm. here, and. I think I'm going to play the money game and go with Super Mario Brothers with this pick.
Smart. Smart.
So I'll just take the money.
There. Yeah. Going to make a ton of money. Like
straight cash on me.
A ton of money. Yeah.
And one that I'm not so sure on when it comes to critics' reception as well, but I'm pretty sure it'll make a decent amount. Going mouse again here. Give me Little Mermaid.
Smart. Yeah. It's a good play. That trailer was rough. It made me really, made me a little nervous.
We thought the same thing about Air.
Yep. For sure. For sure.
But, I mean, The Lion King mm-hmm. made $1.6 billion.
Right.
Like, can't, I mean, if it makes half of that, I think that's great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
No, I think that's a good pick. All right, back to me. Boy, I don't know what to do with this Transformers movie, because it's like Bumblebee movie was very well received, had a very high, like I think 91% or something like that on Rotten Tomatoes, really well received, and only, quote unquote, made like $400 million. And then the reverse of that is every Transformers movie before that was like $1 billion-plus movie, but awful, and so got terrible reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what to expect here. Like, if it does both, like if this is somehow it has the pedigree of Bumblebee, but it makes, you know, gets somewhere closer to the money that those big Transformers movies made, then this is a great pick. But it could go sideways either way. But I'll give it a shot. We're gonna go Transformers: Rise of the Beasts.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, that one is tough.
Will people be protesting outside of it, though, because of
the agenda? Because of beasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
This is a Galileo slander.
I'm going to go with a movie by a huge titan of a filmmaker about one of the more important figures of the 20th century. A person that brought a whole new meaning of death and life mm-hmm. and everything in between. I'm of course talking about Greta Gerwig's Barbie. So I'll be taking Barbie here. Right. And then I'm going to take some movie called Oppenheimer after that. I don't know.
Just going to dominate that weekend of July.
Yeah. It's smart because where I was conflicted on those is I think Barbie's probably going to win the weekend. But Oppenheimer is going to be more well received. Might have more legs overall.
Yeah, I'm going for the handcuff. So, when you get both running backs.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the old Mike Allstott and work
yeah,
done.
Yeah, work done. Yep. Exactly.
I like that strategy.
It's good. It's good. I don't really love any of my choices at this point. I'm gonna go with the movie that I think A is gonna win a weekend, maybe two. B, I feel pretty confident that at least its Letterboxd score is gonna do well. And then it will make a lot of money, I think. How, I don't know. This is always, it's always a bad gambit when you bet on DC, but I'll take the Flash.
Oh, here. Brian. Flash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have no
disastrous choice here?
No morals.
I know. I'm very pro no Ezra Miller, as I've said multiple yeah. times over the years.
Yeah. That's yeah. what it is. The Keaton mm-hmm. part's what keeping you away, but you're
right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
All right, down to me to now.
You, Ken, for two picks,
yes, I sir. Will. This one's tough too. I'm gonna go again with the mouse. Elemental,
smart. Yeah, that was a
bank on the kids' movies
for sure. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And this one's between two for me. I think they're probably gonna go make around the same amount of money. But I think one is way more volatile when it comes to the critic side of things. So give me Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant yeah. Mayhem. That's the guilty that's pleasure call. Pick for me.
I think that's going to be good. The
yeah.
Animation looks really cool. I think they may have finally come figured out how to do the turtles well on screen. It's been a while, so I'm hoping.
The last ones cool. Yeah, weren't well received by turtle fans, weren't well received by critics, and still mm-hmm. made pretty decent amount. So
yeah,
there's a chance maybe they turn things around and make a big amount.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good play. I'm going to stick with my big blockbuster theme here and assume that I'm going to get killed on Rotten Tomatoes. But do you know that The Meg made over $500 million?
Yes, that was the next one I was going to pick.
I don't like that it's opening same weekend as Ninja Turtles. Hopefully, maybe one of those will move back a week or something, because the next week is relatively open, I feel like. So that'd be cool. But I don't know. These movies do well. At least the first one did very well overseas, too. Did not do well with critics, but maybe we'll get lucky. I'll go Meg 2 The Trench.
That was the one I was saying had more volatility than Ninja mm-hmm. Turtles, I feel like, critics-wise.
Yeah.
So that, but I think they're both going to make probably 400 to 500 million somewhere yeah. around there. So,
yeah, I would have liked to, I mean, I would have taken Elemental or Ninja Turtles there if I could. So
good to know.
Good picks. Yeah. By you, Richard, back-to-back picks, my friend.
Okay. I know this is great pod. So I'm just going to talk out loud and say a bunch of interesting things that I say.
Reason with us on air.
I think there's a bit of a blockbuster drop here mm-hmm. in terms of pop, but there's value always in horror films. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to make sure I pick the right one. This is what I'm thinking. There's also this, like, I don't know, R-rated dog movie. No, I won't do anything. Oh boy. I'm going to go. I feel like this is a little early. Let me do one more thing. Hold on. I got to look up one more thing that I'm not familiar with. Interesting. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that as one of them. Okay. I like targeted audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, so I'm going to go Joyride.
Okay. I like that.
This is my thinking here. And I'm going to go The Boogeyman.
All right.
Boogeyman. The horror movies are harder to project yeah. than some of these other movies are, I think.
Then Pope's Exorcist is going to make $150 million.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, that's exactly my point. I looked at the last, like, I think 7 years. You can look this up on, like, the numbers, which is great. I love that the numbers has gotten so much better over the last couple. I was so bummed when Box Office Mojo died, but the numbers has come through really well. But you can look at just like horror movies and see their totals. It's almost exact. Every year there's like five horror movies that make $50 plus million domestically. and usually do pre-order. It's just like, can you pick one of the ones? And there's usually three that do 100 plus basically every year, outside of 2020, obviously. It's just, can you pick the right one? Like last year, like if the boogeyman is Smile from last year, then you're going to get a ton of points out of that. But just to your point, Richard, like if you pick the boogeyman and then Pope's Exorcist is the one that does really well, then you know it's a tough play, but I like it. I like it. I think that's a good play. I think I can get one more semi blockbuster out of this before we got to start dipping into the smaller projects. Kind of torn between. You know what? I don't have any Disney on my list. Your two, Kent, are much safer bets, I think. I'm going to go with the Haunted Mansion here.
Interesting. I saw the cast for that, and Lakeith Stanfield. I mean, give me that all day, but not what I would have expected. So maybe it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a great trailer, but I don't.
But really, of course, they release it in July because, too. You know, you need haunted mansions and
a lot of horror movies
middle of the summer. So.
Okay.
All right.
To you, two picks.
Okay. Give me one about, I would argue, is GOAT level of an athlete. I don't know. Some probably would argue against me there. Okay. Great trailer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And low volatility score. So give me Big George Foreman.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, I'm joking. Give me Air.
Nice.
Because dads are going to dad.
Yeah. Great scores coming out. We're privy to the scores on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this message from Vizio. Kent, you have one more pick brought to you by Vizio.
Oh, thank you for letting me know that. I was very confused. Thank you, Vizio. Yeah, give me a horror movie that it's between two for me here. Actually, three. Mm-hmm. Give me Evil Dead Rise.
Okay. Nice.
That's what we're going to make you watch if you lose, Brian.
yeah. Just sit there with my eyes
closed. And we're running out of theater. You will not get it.
Oh, man. I was watching during our first episode tonight, I was watching Celtics Sixers, and every freaking commercial break was Evil Dead Rise or the Pope's Exorcist. I was like, please, can this please be a safe space? Please just leave
basketball. Evil Dead Rise is a horrifying trailer. Just
horrifying. Like, yes. I'm not kidding. One of the most terrifying trailers I've ever seen in my life. Like, no, thank you. No, thank you. All right. I'm really torn. I don't know if I should start getting into.
We're in round seven, by the way, for the listener.
This is round seven. Round. Good call, Kent. All right, there's
three
one more,
to go.
There's one more blockbuster. I took the Haunted Mansion last round. I was kind of debating between it and another movie. Saw the trailer for this movie today or yesterday. Looks like it could be okay. I man, hitching my wagon to DC is a real stupid bet.
Oh,
let's do it. I'm gonna go Blue Beetle here.
Okie doke.
Wow, big DC guy.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan.
I heard McCartney is great in it.
Mm-hmm. In full Blue Man Group.
Yes, mm-hmm. Plays the pipe, instrument, and everything.
with a lot of... We need to get one of those, Kent.
Me and Mr. Mustard. No.
Let's make that our thing where we learn how to play that pipe. And just
we should door to door Christmas Carol with one of those.
Dude, let's do that next year. Let's blue ourselves and then let's go door to door with that pipe thing and do Christmas carols as a bit. That'd be awesome. Be a good throwback.
Oh, yes. I'm in.
All right. I'm going to hedge a little bit here. I'm going to go Insidious 7 or whatever. Insidious. Mm-hmm. I can't say that.
Okay.
And I'm going to go just because this is the kind of movie that they don't make anymore. And I used to always bet on movie stars, and I got burned by that in the new reality that we have. But I'm lower in the draft, so screw it. I'm gonna go no hard feelings.
Dang, good call.
Just in case that catches. There's like a nostalgia thing of comedies. I don't know.
Yeah. Good Boys made like $110 million.
Yeah.
Like I was really surprised by that. I knew it had done well with critics, but I didn't realize that it had made so much money. That's a good bet this late in the draft. This is a tough one. Okay. We'll try this. This could be the worst pick in the whole draft. Do you guys know that the Wonder movie made like $350 million when it came out a few years ago?
Do I know?
So I do not expect that high of a total from this White Bird, a Wonder Story movie, but like if it's even remotely decent, I don't know. Like I think that draws in a certain audience, and if it also is like relative is a decent movie critically, like that could be, this could make $1 million guys. Like this could be a terrible, terrible, terrible pick. The trailer's awful, but I thought Wonder looked pretty terrible too. So I'll do it. I'm going White Bird, a Wonder Story.
The kid becomes a pilot and
yeah, something like
gets drafted into the military.
It's like the Holocaust is involved. I don't know, man, but I've got a lot of blockbusters. We'll try something. Not blockbustery there.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Back to me.
Back to you.
Few left on the board here. Give me Wes Anderson. Why not?
Okay. Right.
Great trailer. I don't think it's going to win a weekend or anything or make a ton of money, but you know, it could, people really respond to his stuff. His trailer went crazy viral for some reason. I don't know. Maybe Tom Hanks' involvement is the reason, but I'll take a little Wes. Sure.
Okay. I like that.
And I have one more here.
Mm-hmm. This one's brought to you by Big Chew Gum. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Big Chew.
Do you have one more pick?
Appreciate it. Big League Chew. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
We couldn't afford Big League Chew. Yeah,
that's just Big Chew.
Big Chew. Big
Chomp. Your mom says you have Big League Chew at home. Have Big Chew.
All right. This is tough.
There's actual dip in it.
That's how they keep you coming
it's
back.
It's dip for kids.
I'm going to go a horror movie here that I've heard about that could be a sleeper type of movie. It's got some buzz at Sundance. It's called Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that one here.
Yeah.
I think it comes out late summer, maybe right timing, maybe right. Nothing else is out. Well, we'll see. A24. We'll see what you got.
Yeah. There's one that I'm surprised is still hanging. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. I'm a little bit torn here.
Round 9.
Sort of the sleeper picks here. We're at round 9. We're out of blockbusters. That's my safe zone, I feel like. Where I feel most comfortable picking is the blockbuster talent. I'll go with Bo is Afraid here.
Interesting.
I think round 9 is probably.
I don't love that pick.
Probably suffice.
No, I like it.
That one would have been higher on my list if we got awards points.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Arby.
This one's brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Delicious. I mean, all the value I'm seeing here are horror films, but I'm loaded up on those. Like my last.
Sure.
Do you play the game that you played with Oppenheimer Barbie and just.
Yeah.
You don't risk it. You just take all of them.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you got two more left, right? So.
Yeah.
It's not your last pick.
Give me the Pope's Exorcist.
Okay.
Give me Book Club, baby.
Okay.
You tipped your cards, Kent.
Dang. Or I tricked you.
Yeah. Reverse psychology.
Yeah. They just got pushed to 2025, baby.
All right. Last pick for me. kids movies tend to be pretty safe in this thing. There's not a ton of animated movies this summer. I mean, you got Spider-Verse and obviously Super Mario Brothers, but those are really well spread out. Spider-Verse is also a little bit different than the typical animated film. I'm going to take Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. The trailer's not good. And it also comes out the same day as Indiana Jones 4, which is not awesome. But there's at least some counter programming in there. And and again, there's not very many animated movies this year. So I'll
going for Mario Alley here.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, final pick of the 2023 summer movie draft, brought to you by Subway Sandwiches Eat Fresh. No association with Jared. I had to put that disclaimer in there. They made me say that. I didn't.
That's why they just BOGO you to death now. They're just BOGOing their way out of Jared talk.
They are. They're trying to get that point across. Nothing to do with this guy anymore.
Three more
sandwiches. Buying spots on a very irrelevant podcast.
Honestly, I don't even think this is that healthy. This is pretty bad food for you. Well, I don't even know what you know. I don't know where you get the idea this is healthy. We're divested of that.
Side note, did you guys see the documentary?
I did.
Oh my God.
You going to draft it?
Oh my God.
Discovery Plus's Subway Jared documentary.
All right.
With the last pick. Hold on. This is brought to you by Subway, but you only have one pick here. Just remember
this
that.
Is tough. There's a few comedies left here on the board.
Yeah.
High volatility, though. One of which is the Please Don't Destroy movie of the SNL guys. That could come out of nowhere and just be huge. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or it could do nothing. I don't know.
It is Judd Apatow hot off the bubble. So, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Never been hotter. As I said, high volatility. Same with this this pet movie with Will Ferrell, like the Homeward Bound, R-rated Homeward Bound. That one could be big or do nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
This one's tough. But there is a trailer that I saw that I thought was really good. I think there might be an audience for this. Give me The Blackening.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, that could be
horror comedy.
Be interesting pool. Yeah. Yeah.
That was on my short list.
Do y'all think about just in case we end up having a movie get bumped, what do you think about doing one more round and we'll call that the
tiebreaker?
The replacement pick that we'll throw in if you get a movie that gets bumped, or I guess we could even say your top. If you have one that does poorly, we'll sub in your best.
Sure,
pick. That'll keep us from having to do like a no hard feelings. Got bumped to 24. Let's do a replacement. That'll allow a little grace without having to. Yeah. To come back and revisit it later. Is that cool?
Yeah, do a random number generator real quick and figure out who gets it. Let's do number closest 1 to 100. I'm going to do 84. What about you guys?
69.
Brian?
21.
So we got 21, 69. 84, and 69. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
3, 2, mm-hmm. 1.
Yeah.
It's 19. Brian, you get the...
Brian, you win.
Okay.
Then Richard, then me.
I don't know if this Gran Turismo movie is going to come out. That's probably, I mean, I probably would have picked it earlier than this. Also, Blomkamp hasn't made a good movie since the first one, but like it could also make so much money if it actually comes out. So I'll feel safe now. I'll go Gran Turismo.
Yeah, that's a safe one. All right, I'm next. I'm going to go. Give me Strays. Screw it.
Okay. I like it. I like that.
You know, this isn't my thing, but I've got friends that are randomly stoked for this. So give me this Nick Cage vampire movie.
Renfield.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting good reviews.
Is it good? All right. Mm-hmm.
So the rule on this is if anything gets bumped, we move this in, or if it outperforms our lowest performer, we can slub it in. Okay.
Yeah. We'll do that. That's kind of off the cuff, but yeah, I think that works. I almost texted you guys today and said, "Hey, let's do 12 movies or something," and then I was like, eh, I think that maybe that's taking it too far. This is a good in between.
So we're drafting 11 movies to fill 10
but
spots.
10 will count.
Yeah, gotcha. We can choose those 10. Cool.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Kent, why don't you run through your team real fast if you've got it there?
Yeah, I've got it if you don't.
Yep, I do.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, my team is first overall pick was Indiana Jones 4, mm-hmm. Dial of Destiny. My next pick was Super Mario Brothers, Little Mermaid. Then I had Elemental, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant mm-hmm. Mayhem. Then I had Air, Evil Dead Rise.
Rise.
Then Asteroid City, Talk to Me, and The Blackening.
Very nice.
With Richard, your alternate being Renfield, yeah.
Renfield.
Yep. And Renfield as the bonus, yep.
Okay.
I went Fast X, Guardians 3, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Joyride, The Boogeyman, Insidious, No Hard Feelings, The Pope's Exorcist, Book Club, and then my alternate is Strays. Brian, what about you, man?
I have Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, The Flash, Meg 2,
The Trench,
The Haunted Mansion, Blue Beetle, White Bird, A Wonder Story, Bo is Afraid, and Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. My alternate replacement pick is Gran Turismo.
Spiders flowing out like endless spiders, two of them in spiders across the spider.
Exactly the, yeah. What the song is. It's perfect. Yep. It's perfect. Okay.
I actually do it on the album.
Yeah. Check that out. That's my weekly mm-hmm. recommend. It's Richard's Spider-Verse album. Just 18 different versions of that song you just heard just there. That's good. That's good. Okay, this is Summer Movie Draft.
Boom. We'll see you in the winter.
2023.
Yeah. If there's anyone that only listens to movie draft apps, they're like, cool, got it in.
Yeah, I'm in. Locked in. See y'all. See y'all in August. Adios. We'll keep track of this through the course of the year. We'll probably run points through mid-September, maybe end of September.
Yeah,
I always kind of play that by ear based on
how close it is.
How are the movies still doing? You know that are still tracking.
And if it's neck and neck, we'll let it ride out. But if it's and then we'll do this again in August with different scoring. Right, it'll be more Oscar.
Yeah, so that's the plan. Is we'll do a fall or a winter movie draft or an Oscars movie draft, something like that. Where we'll have the same formula, but then we'll also include your awards points as well. So the goal will be picking movies. Hey, it's great if you can get a movie that does really well in theaters and gets a lot of Oscar nominations, but it kind of evens the playing field a little bit.
What if Ninja Turtles gets a bunch of Oscar nominations for Kent? How does he handle that?
Yeah, you don't get those, unfortunately, Kent. I'm sorry, but
dang it.
I did have somebody ask that in the VIP, like very not like it was just like, hey, I'm sure that I know the answer to this, but I just want to make sure. It's like, yeah, this ends regardless of how The Haunted Mansion does with the Oscars, which I think very well, obviously, it will not get bonuses for that. So we'll do a better job this year. Last year, I'll tell you, like, Top Gun was so huge that it kind of felt almost inevitable that Richard was going to win that thing once Top Gun Maverick came out. But this year, at least at this point, it looks like I think all of us have two or three big time movies that'll do really well. We'll do some updates on this through the course of the year as well. But be on the lookout. If you're a VIP, you gotta be on the lookout for Kent's solo episode, which should be coming out soon.
Yes.
Only get that if you're VIP. So go to madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP and you can hear sad, horny Kent for at least 30 minutes on one of the
Don't forget Confused. That's key. Yeah, that's a key pillar of that. Yeah. What I wanted out of that is Confused, lost in plot, horned up, and angry.
What a time at the movies. madaboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP. Sign up for that. $5 a month. You get a throwback episode every week or a retrospective episode. You get access to our exclusive Discord. You get all kinds of bonuses. It's a good time. And you get this whole back catalog. We have, I don't know, something like 300 episodes over there. So if you dig this show, if you've been listening for years, and you've never signed up for the VIP, you know, now's the time. Let's do it. Let's make that happen. Get over there, get in the VIP so you can hear our throwback episode on the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie. We did a retrospective on Cleopatra a week or two ago, and then the aforementioned solo episode with Kent Garrison reviewing a 50 Shades of Grey movie that none of us can remember which one it is. So.
It's 50 Shades Freed.
Okay, there we go. Awesome. He knows. He knows, Richard. All right. Thanks for being here. Stay safe. We'll see you this time.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me yah-yah. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.